Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey math fans, Jason Marshall, Math Dude here with your weekly dose of quick and dirty tips to make math easier. A math puzzle a day keeps your brain saying, yay! Okay, I know that's not the most memorable saying in the world, but it's definitely true. Puzzles are a fantastic workout for your brain. As such, you'd be wise to try your hand at tackling at least a few different kinds of puzzles every week. And the best part of this is that the mental exercise that puzzles provides is fun. To help you in your endeavor to start puzzling more, today we're going to take a look at a great brain teaser that I recently ran across. This puzzle is all about time and how you can measure intervals of time in a rather unusual way, by burning bits of specially crafted string. How does it work? And what's the big brain teaser? Stay tuned, because that is exactly what we'll be talking about today. Imagine you've been given several pieces of string with varying lengths and thicknesses. Not only do the lengths and widths of the pieces vary, each piece of string isn't even uniform in width along its own length. In other words, the pieces of string get thicker and thinner by different amounts and in different places as you go from one end to the other. While all of the pieces are therefore different, they have one thing in common. If you light one end on fire, it will always take exactly 1 hour to burn through to the other side. But since each piece gets thicker and thinner as it goes, a given piece of string doesn't necessarily burn at an even rate, by which I mean that a string doesn't necessarily burn half its length in 30 minutes. All we can say is that it burns its entire length in exactly 1 hour. So that's the setup. Here's the question. Is it possible to use these pieces of string, as many as you want, to measure a 45-minute time interval? And if it is possible, how would you do it? As with every puzzle, it's a lot more fun if you give it a try before finding out the answer. So I encourage you to pause for a few minutes to give it a go. Then, when you're ready, continue on for the answer.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, before we solve today's puzzle, let's imagine a slightly simpler puzzle. In this puzzle, the pieces of string we're given all burn at a uniform rate. In this case, you could solve the puzzle simply by folding a single piece of string in half, and then by folding this in half again to make creases in the string at 1/4, 1/2, and 3/4 its total length. Since this string burns at a uniform rate, all you have to do to measure 45 minutes of time is simply light one end of the string on fire and wait until it burns to the mark that's 3/4 of the way towards the other end. Easy! But, sadly, the pieces of string we're given in our actual puzzle are not so well behaved, in that they don't burn at an even rate, since they get thicker and thinner at various points along their length, which means we can't simply fold a piece of string into quarters to count off time. But that doesn't mean we're out of luck, because we can do something much more clever. Here's what we need to do. Instead of lighting just one end of a piece of string on fire, we start by lighting both ends on fire at the same time. What does this do for us? Well, the uneven thickness of a piece of string means that we can't say how fast the fire will move at any given moment as it's burning from one end to the other. But nonetheless, we do know that the two flames burning towards each other must come together and meet, although we're not quite sure where, after precisely 30 minutes, halfway through the total length of time it would take the string to burn. Make sense? That means we now have a way to measure 30-minute intervals in addition to one-hour intervals. Of course, what we really want is to measure a time interval of 45 minutes. So we're not done yet. What do we do now? Before answering that question, once again, if you haven't figured it out yet, I encourage you to stop for a minute and think about it before continuing on. Okay, so what can we do to measure a 45-minute time interval instead of just 30 or 60-minute time intervals? The trick is that right after we simultaneously light that first string from both ends, we need to light another string from only one end. Then, when the two flames of the first string come together, which we've already figured out marks the 30-minute point, we need to light the other end of the now half-burned, in terms of time, second string. At this point, the two flames of the second string will start burning towards each other, and they will meet in the middle after exactly another 15 minutes pass. Putting all of this together, we see that the burning ends of the second string must meet a total of 30 plus 15, or 45 minutes after we started this whole process of setting strings on fire. And thus, by applying a bit of clever thinking, we've managed to untangle this brain teaser and measure a time interval of 45 minutes. Pretty cool, right? As we've seen time and time again, that's just how math is. Okay, that's all the math puzzling we have time for today. For more fun with math, please check out my book, The Math Dude's Quick and Dirty Guide to Algebra. It's perfect for you and all the math fans in your life, and it's available wherever you like to buy books. Your support is what allows me to do this podcast, so thanks very much in advance. Also, remember to become a fan of The Math Dude on Facebook at facebook.com/themathdude and on Twitter at twitter.com/jasonmarshall. Until next time, this is Jason Marshall with the Math Dude's quick and dirty tips to make math easier. Thanks for listening, math fans.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.